My bye week was okay. Just relaxing and resting, eating bad food, not working out, being a dad. Well, I watched the Buffs play Saturday night. That wasn't fun. Sunday, I watched Cowboys, Packers. I watched the Raider game. I watched the Texans and that last night, the Chiefs. So those three games, really. All fun games.
You went through a week in that Buffalo game where you felt like the intensity wasn't what you liked.
Mm-hmm.
We labeled it a trap game.
Sure.
Does that help in this experience going against a winless team that's dealing with a lot of injuries?
Does it help? Again, it's the NFL. It's a good football team. It's a playoff football team from last season. It's a Hall of Fame type of quarterback. Defensively, they've got, you know, three corners. They've got two rushers. So trap game, I don't see it that way. You know, our team, you know, won't see it that way. So, you know, Buffalo – they played a better football game than we did, you know, so that's what happened there. You know, you watch that Buffalo game, it was a lot of good that we did in that game. We just didn't win the game, you know, so that wasn't a trap game at all, and this won't be on Sunday.
You guys face a difficult factor in the schedule, three mm-hmm. consecutive road games coming up.
Right.
Well, what is kind of the message to the team, and how do you sort of reset after the mm-hmm. bye?
The message to our team is to do more. You know, we want more effort. We want more focus, we want more detail, and we want more commitment. That's our message. You know, as we move through this season, hopefully with success, you know, as we have success, we want to do more to keep our edge, so to speak. So that's our message after the bye. Let's do more than what we did the first quarter.
Were those words on the back of your T-shirt?
Yeah, it's on my T-shirt. Yeah, more on the front and on the back. It's effort, details, focus, and commitment. That's our second quarter motto there.
But you mentioned last week that Will Parks has had a lot on his plate with the different players he's playing on that defense.
Yeah.
What have you been most impressed with in the way that he's approached that, and how much sort of preparation has to go into his kind of role?
Well, I've been impressed with Will because it hadn't been perfect, but he's learned from his mistakes. You know, he had made the same mistake twice, but he's a really good football player as far as covering and tackling. You know, so physically he is what we want. Mentally, he's not there yet, but every week he improves. So I've been impressed with Will because he's played dime backer. You know, he's also playing base safety for us, and he's also a core teams player. So he's got three major jobs for this football team. And, you know, he enjoys practice. He enjoys game day, but he's got a full plate, you know, for a young player.
Do you want to get down Cody and Paxton?
Cody is feeling better, after the 4 or 5 days off. He's definitely feeling better. Paxton is also feeling better. Hopefully Paxton can have a brief throwing session probably Thursday or Friday. That's the plan for Paxton.
How is Jake Butt doing along those lines? Is he on schedule to maybe come back?
Jake Butt is doing great. He's going to practice Monday along with Shane Ray. So we're excited about those two guys coming back on Monday to practice.
Guys, when you talk about doing more in the second quarter,
yeah,
do you get the sense that maybe you need to force feed the ball a little bit to Demarius or Emmanuel, get the hands in?
No. We don't want to force feed the ball to those guys. You know, obviously going into our prep and our game plan week, you know, the pass game goes through Thomas and Sanders. I mean, that's not a secret at all. But it depends how defenses play us, you know. So whatever they give us from a defensive perspective, you know, we're going to take advantage of. So if they're giving us shell coverage and taking those two guys away, we're going to pound the football and hopefully force those guys to close the middle and play more cover three and cover one so we can get a fair matchup outside, you know. If they play shell, we're going to run the football. That's our formula to score points right now.
Who are you offensively now? Because you talk so much about being physical.
Sure.
I talked to you even dated in March. What is your offensive identity so far in your mind?
Right now, I think it's a work in progress. You know, obviously, our running game's there. You know, we're averaging 143 a game, I think. You know, with three healthy backs, so that's that part is right for us. The passing game, it's plays that we've missed. You know. But again, it's how they're playing us also. You know, we've got two Pro Bowl caliber receivers. So most teams can't match up in single high coverage. 3-1, it's the same for the corner. I mean, he's got that guy one-on-one. So it depends how teams play us, you know. So I think, you know, our game plans are determined by what we see from defenses. You know, so who we are right now, I'm not sure who we are, but I know running the football right now is a good thing for us.
Do you think having Garrett Bowles kind of being thrown into the fire immediately, has that helped him? Has it hurt him in any way?
No, I think it's helped him. I mean, he's obviously a rookie, but he's a talent. You know, he's an older rookie. I mean, he went on a 2-year mission, so that's helped him also from a maturity standpoint. He's a father, he's a husband, so it's not too big for him. So he fits right in, you know, with our locker room and at offensive line. And he's played well so far. It hadn't been perfect, but he has competed well for us.
When you see Jamal with the burst and the fluidity,
yeah,
when you see him looking like he looked in Kansas City, do you have to fight the temptation to give him the ball more?
You do, because our goal for Jamal is to keep him healthy for a full season. You know, so when you watch Jamal burst through the line, absolutely you want more of that. But CJ's playing well. You know, Book's got fresh young legs. So we've got three backs that are capable of being number one. So I think keeping Jamal at his pitch count, so to speak, is going to help him stay healthy for, you know, 16 games and hopefully more. So that's the goal with Jamal. But every game he looks better and better and better. So that's a good thing for us.
With those three running backs, is there a role for D'Angelo Henderson?
Sure it is. Sure it is. I mean, he's obviously right now our fourth. He's a really good teams player for us. But, you know, you can only dress so many guys during during a game week. And his opportunity will come, you know. And when it comes, he has to be ready to go.
Vance, have we seen the tip of the iceberg with A.J. Derby? Good game last time out. Could we continue to see more from him?
Absolutely. I mean, he's a guy that played college quarterback, so he's still learning how to be an NFL tight end. But he does create matchup problems for defenses versus linebackers and versus some safety. So he is a guy that we have a plan for each week, you know, to defeat the inside part of the coverage packages.
How does his quarterback background help him? And help you guys?
I think it helps him, you know, as far as reading coverages, you know, and knowing leverages of defenders. It definitely helps him understand that part of the game. But, you know, he's a young player. He's still getting better and better each week. And hopefully as we play more football, you'll see improvement there every week.
There's been a couple of teams that have kind of instituted policies about either standing for the national anthem or being in the locker room. Was there any mandate from the Broncos on that?
From our football team?
Yeah.
No. I mean, that issue's been handled, you know, a week ago. We're past that. It was a team decision, you know, that we all feel good about, and, you know, we've moved past that.
I know the Chiefs are a little in front of you, but since you watched them yesterday, what are your impressions on why they're 5-0?
Well, that football team is very efficient, offensively, defensively, and special teams. You know, they've got a lot of weapons offensively that Andy does a good job of using every weapon he has. The tight end, obviously Hill, the rookie back, you know, Alex's legs on boots and different shuffle passes. So it's a fun offense to watch. It's very efficient. They don't waste plays. The quarterback can extend plays with his legs. I mean, yesterday, the first two third downs, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 12, he breaks the pocket, hits the guy on the sideline, and the drive moves on. So it's a good football team. Defensively, they're well-coached. They're tough. They have a big-time rusher. They got a big-time corner in 22. So it's a good football team. So we'll see. I mean, that's down the road. You know, our focus is the Giants right now and the Chiefs. I mean, that's what, I don't know, a month away maybe?
Less than that.
Less than, is it? Okay. We'll see.
3 weeks.
Is it 3 weeks? Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.